Welcome back and happy Tuesday, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. We're in Arizona, but it's still cold. The walk over, I was freezing this morning. I'm here with a dear friend of mine, Miss Shelby Lawson, who is a social media expert, and I have had the pleasure of seeing how brilliant she is firsthand. As we are wrapping up towards the end of the year, I was thinking, what is a fun topic that we haven't really delved into that I think that people could find very useful? A lot of you are going to have maybe a little bit more time on your hands over the next few weeks being with family, and that's social media. So I think let's start at the high level, Shelby. Why is social media, both as a business and individual, so important right now?
Yeah, I mean, social media is huge these days, right? Like it is something that almost everybody interacts with. The average person spends almost 2 hours a day on social media, and 70% of the U.S. population has at least one social media platform. So it's a huge opportunity for both businesses and individuals. If you're a business, odds are your target audience is going to be on social media. And if you're an individual, there's so much opportunity for expanding your network or even just seeing new opportunities that are out there, tapping into new areas of interest. There's just so much potential, and it really just depends on what you're looking for.
Yeah, you know, I, coming from a small town in Colorado and realizing moving to New York, it's great that you excel academically and everything else, but it's not always what you know, it's who you know, and social media is such a powerful platform to connect with people that we didn't have the opportunity to do 40 years ago through social. So one of the things that I get asked a lot, because you know social media is so important for me, is how did this start? What happened? How did you get to where you are? Like, where do I begin? Is it too late for me? What advice, as the expert here, what advice would you give? Like, where do you start with something?
Yeah, I get that question a lot too, because it's really daunting. I mean, like, you see people out there with millions of followers and you think, okay, I'm going to start here with zero followers. What am I even going to post? What am I going to say? Does anybody actually care what I have to say? And I think that for a lot of people, I would say just start. And the great thing about social media is that it's really all two great things about social media. One, you really get to experiment and you can be really creative. And two, it's free. So there's really a lot of a really low risk when you're starting out with social media. I would say with businesses, if you are not on social media, you need to get there because your competition is probably on social media. And I would say start small. So start with one platform. The biggest mistake that I see businesses make is that they'll go onto social media and right away they'll make a Twitter and a Facebook and an Instagram and a Pinterest, and they'll try to put out content on all platforms, and then they'll just end up not doing any of them right. So I would say really start with one platform. Maybe it's Instagram, maybe it's Facebook, depends on what you're trying to do, on what your goals are, and just do it really well. For individuals, I would say really think about, one, what you want to do. One of the great things about social media, and I think the wonderful things about Tech Tuesday, is that it really creates a sense of like online community. Mm-hmm. So I would say you could go out and really try to interact with the people that are in your network, share the content that they're sharing, you know, comment on their posts, and really use it as a way to build up your network.
Yeah, I think the network growth is super important. And like you said, it's not always like you have to have the best and brightest ideas and original content all the time. You could take advantage of everyone else who's doing that out there and just using that as your platform to help elevate your voice. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So are there any tips and tricks, you know, pitfalls to avoid?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I would say the number one thing is that some people just don't know their audience. Like, I think if you're starting out with social media, the first thing that I would do is really think about who you're trying to speak to, who you're trying to reach, and what they want. Because if you're just kind of over-promoting your business or your brand, it's not going to connect with people. So really think about what kind of content could add value to the audience that I want to reach, to their lives, to their feeds. And that, in that, I would say go for quality over quantity. I know it seems like there's this race to get as much content out as possible, But if you're posting five things a day on social media and not one of them is landing with your audience, it's not really going to be successful for you. So I would say if you are starting on social media, maybe focus on three pieces of content a week that are really solid and really speak to your audience, or maybe five times a week, or something that is realistic for you, that you know you can put out with, that is quality content.
Yeah, no, I think that's great advice, and really owning your audience. And one of the things that I've learned, so I really started off as Twitter being my primary platform. And one of the things I learned from that is the first audience was venture capitalists and entrepreneurs. And then as my career continued to evolve and shift, so did my audience. So then it became fintech more, and then it was talking about women empowerment and everything else. And so just because you start one place doesn't mean that it's where you have to end up.
For sure. Yeah.
Shelby, always the best. As always, please click on the link below. You can see Shelby's full background. She is a multifaceted rock star doing a lot of different things. And if you have any questions, you know, as always, leave a comment. And until next week.